Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, and we're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand. That's the podcast on the iHeart app.
Yeah, and you'll get another keyword in about 15 minutes for a chance to win money. And you know what's a bonus? John repeats that keyword like 5 times after it's announced by the big voice guy. That's a bonus from John Cobalt. See how generous he is?
Many people are slow.
In case you weren't completely paying attention and you didn't win the lottery last night.
Or you're just slow.
I heard that this at Fraser Park. And they read it this morning like I should know. It's up in Kern County. I was like, oh. You know what's funny, though? I went to my newsstand today where I sometimes buy the lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, where's the winner? And I said, Fraser Park. And then I said, Kern County. She looked at me, she goes, where's Kern County?
Yeah, really. There you go.
All right. So let's see for the keyword around 220. Back on the Israel versus Hamas front, we're going to bring on Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, for a deeper dive into the whole history of Hamas. And also Brad can talk about what maybe the FBI is doing to help locate some of the U.S. hostages.
Brad, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hamas, the word has been around, you know, for a couple of decades now. What are they really about? They sat relatively quiet for many years. What has triggered them to pull off this monumental attack?
I think primarily with the aid of other countries, other terrorist organizations. I think that's what allowed them to pull this off. I mean, the consistent reporting is that they being Hamas, have been having meetings with Iran, which I think translates probably into the Revolutionary Guard, which is the terrorist sort of arm of Iran. And that those meetings were the planning of this attack. And so as a result, I think if you look at the Revolutionary Guard's history, they're pretty good about pulling together factions of a number of terrorist groups, training them, providing them equipment. And there is also a belief that it was not just Hamas that came into Israel, that possibly ISIS and other terrorist organizations collaborated with Hamas. They may ideologically not get along too well, but if they have a common goal, you know, they've been pulled together. Different groups have pulled together to launch an attack.
All right, Brad, there's reports today that this could have been 2 years in the works. How did Israeli intelligence not get a handle on this?
So, and maybe they had a handle on, and I'm just guessing here, of course, that Hamas was amassing more weapons or rockets, whatever it might be, but they just didn't have any intel that they were actually going to launch an attack. It's hard to believe if you consider how small Gaza is. It's extremely dense. Of why some of their sources, I assume they have plenty of sources in Gaza, didn't tell them about this. So, but it's clear because the key to an attack like this, particularly if you're the underdog, you're the low-tech folks that don't have planes, you know, artillery, et cetera, and you're able to launch a surprise attack and stay, I think, in Israel for an extended period of time before Israel is able to take you on. That's why they killed so many people in the first moments of this attack. So that's the big question, obviously, but you know, it's sort of a mystery as to how they were able to keep that from Israeli intelligence.
Do they have a next move? Because surely they knew Israel was going to respond with total annihilation. So are they just going to sit there and take it? Or is there another step to this?
Well, I think the next step will be yes, they knew that this would happen, obviously, and that there would be a ground war. It would be bloody. A lot of people would be killed on both sides. And maybe they're thinking that this would outrage some of the Arab countries that they have some alignment with, where those countries, I guess Iran being one of them, would come to their aid. Which, you know, if that happens, then this war expands. Then you have the potential of us then getting drawn into it. I mean, that's really an awful scenario, but it may be what their end game is.
So they're hoping for, because there's only a handful of nations that have expressed any kind of support for Hamas, you know, all in the Middle East. Much of the world is on the side of the Israelis and the United States on this.
Yeah,
it's just such a weak hand that they're playing.
There is no doubt. It logically doesn't make any sense, and that you would sacrifice so many of your own people to make this statement. But you know, terrorist groups, they just don't care. You know, they got this higher calling thing. That's been ISIS's call sign for forever. That you know, everybody but them needs to be slaughtered. And if some of them get slaughtered along the way, then that's just part of it.
Do you expect invasion into Gaza?
I think there is no doubt. I think Israel's already said that. If they want to, you know, they coined a term. They basically want to eradicate Hamas, which I don't think is realistic. But you couldn't do that unless you went in, I think, with ground forces.
Is there a way?
There's enough tunnel.
Go ahead.
Tunnels and places to hide that you'd literally have to go in and pluck people out at a certain location. That's a very densely populated place.
Is there any way to quantify just how much support there is from the Palestinian public in Gaza for Hamas and this operation?
Oh, I don't know. That is a good question. I mean, how many of them are just basically victims themselves, that they live there, they're stuck there, and these guys start this war, and they are the ones that are going to get punished, and already have been.
They are the government there, though, Hamas, right?
They are. They're the government. They're not the government in the West Bank, but they are the government in Gaza.
And I know they got elected back around 2006. Were there subsequent re-elections, or did they just stay in power by force?
You know, I don't know if they've had additional elections. I know they've stayed in power for sure.
I was looking these things up, and I just couldn't find any record of other elections beyond the first one.
I'm with you on that. I don't know I don't know the answer to that question.
Let's move on to the hostages, and maybe you can tell us if the FBI is going to be of any help to get U.S. citizens that are perhaps being held in Gaza.
So, because Israel obviously is a huge ally, there's an FBI office in Israel, like there would be a CIA office, an NSA office. I mean, we would have all of our major components that are already stationed someplace in Israel. They're going to start pulling together all of their sources, because each one of them will have different sets of sources about who actually got kidnapped and where they might be. Because I think the number, it's not going to be horribly large, but I think it's going to be pretty big, of which I think we're maybe, what, over 20 of them may be U.S. citizens. So the real thorny question is, though, if you locate them, then how do you get them out of there without them being harmed?
Yeah.
That's going to be the real key. But, you know, you got the FBI who are, you know, experts at hostage taking and hostage negotiation. So at some point, if they're not already, they're going to use some of their expertise and maybe helping figure out how they might do this.
They had threatened the other day, Hamas, that they would execute the hostages if they got bombed with missiles from Israel, right. But it doesn't appear that that's happened. I mean, they said something about providing video evidence they're going to execute some of the hostages, but I haven't seen anything on that.
I haven't either, and maybe they're waiting to play that card for the ground war to start.
All right, Brad, thank you so much for your input on this. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Hi,
it's Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, talking about Hamas and what could be a very delicate operation to first eradicate Hamas, but also get the hostages out of Gaza, of which a number might be Americans. I'm seeing a number now of about 90. They originally had it over 100, but now they think it's about 90 people being held by Hamas in Gaza.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
More coming up, including an update on the $6 billion question. Of course, as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration announced that they were going to release money for Iran, upwards of $6 billion. We'll tell you about the nature of that money and then what development today occurred. John and Ken, oh, your chance for money's next. A keyword will be revealed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The John and Ken on demand podcast.
Sometimes when you do that, I realize just how fast you talk. It's amazing. It just spittles out. I understand it a lot.
It's the meth.
Oh, gee. Don't even joke about that. We'll be talking about fentanyl next hour. And there's one ballot measure. If it gets on the ballot next year, we're certainly going to be behind. And that's the one that's a long time coming, to go after the dealers of fentanyl who kill people. Fentanyl poisoning. We'll talk about it, and that'll come up after 3 o'clock. Matt Capilouto is coming back on the show. He lost his daughter to fentanyl poisoning and has been fighting this fight now for a couple of years to try to get something passed in Sacramento to no avail. So they're going directly to the voters if they can get the signatures, and that'll come up right after the news at 3 o'clock. A quick reminder that we're still collecting calls for tomorrow's Moist Line. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we're being blamed again. I remember years ago, not that many years, but maybe 30, my sister lived in Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't live there anymore. She did. And I came to visit her one time, and I didn't live in California. And she told me, oh, we've had it with these California people. They're coming up here. They're buying up homes. They're driving up real estate prices. We see them because we can see the license plates. Ah, well, it's happening again, only this time the place is Texas. The Wall Street Journal has done a story called The Californianization of the Texas Housing Market. Migration from expensive states has pushed home prices out of reach for many locals, making it in parts of Texas a very hard market for first-time buyers. One thing that jumped out at me, a couple of statistics in this Wall Street Journal story. Between 2000 and 2022, do you know how many people Texas gained in population? Over 9 million. That's like a stunning number.
In
that 22-year period, they added 9 million residents. Yes.
Holy crap.
It was the most. However, it was only the fourth fastest growing state in terms of percentages. But in terms of sheer numbers of people, that was obviously tops. 9 million people. And clearly, one of the reasons is the cost of living. But the problem is, if people from California, and if they can do remote work, decide to go to Texas because they're fed up with California's cost of living and all the other problems we have, they make pretty good salaries. So they bring them there to Texas, and they're like, "Yeah, that's a nice house. I'll pay what you're asking plus, you know, X dollars." And that hurts the poor local that's been there and doesn't make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars like the big tech guy.
I remember over 20 years ago, friends of ours, they had a couple little kids, and we'd see them in Manhattan Beach, which obviously is a nice place to live, but you know what the homes are like in Manhattan Beach, right? They're on a small plot of land. Most of the homes take up every square inch of the land. There isn't much in the way of yard space. Well, he got transferred to Texas. He was in the oil industry. They go to Texas, and holy moly, the amount of land that they had was
But he probably bought a hefty salary with them. You see what's happening here?
Well, right. But he had his California salary, got him a relatively small plot of land in an expensive neighborhood. He takes that salary to Texas, and he's got, as far as the eye can see.
All right.
And because there's so much empty space in Texas, they have built these tremendous subdivisions, these housing developments, where everybody's got a McMansion at a relatively reasonable price, especially compared to California.
And that's going to be the case in many states besides Texas, if you think about it, right? I keep reading stories that, you know, they're doing a story in North Carolina, people can't afford homes. Here's another stat. In the year 2021, which is still with the whole pandemic crap, 111,000 people, 300 a day, moved from California to Texas. That's kind of remarkable when you think about it. Even though we have a state of 40 million people, it doesn't sound like that much. But still, 300 Californians a day moved to Texas, just Texas alone. I remember we've done this show for years, and it was people moving to Nevada. Remember, that was a big choice.
Zero income tax.
Yes, that is a big draw for Texas and Nevada.
They've had hundreds of thousands of people move from New York and New Jersey to Florida. Same thing,
right? No zero income tax.
Much more house and land for your money.
Yeah.
And I know. Because what's happening in California is you start feeling stupid, especially if you're doing well. It's like, why am I giving up 13% of my income to the state?
Yeah.
You know, for well-to-do people, that ends up being tens of thousands of dollars every year. Why would you do that? So, of course, they're going to go to Texas. And now you can work remotely. And now Texas has a booming tech industry and all kinds of booming industries, right? This is becoming uninhabitable here. The taxation is going to sink California's boat. But they'll never give in. They'll never admit to it until the money dries up.
And we're losing good people.
Oh, yeah.
The median listing price in Texas in September, here it is. This is a state now. About 380 grand. You know what the median listing price in California in September was? 760,000. So that gives you an idea of the gap in affordability there between the two states. But, you know, if you're somebody that could almost afford a $760,000 house in California, and you take that money to Texas where the median price is only $379,000, as John said, you could buy for $500,000 a really nice place, but you're pushing out the locals who, you know, didn't make the California-type money.
Well, that's what happened in California years and years ago, right? All the people that migrated here inflated the housing prices along the coast.
That is true, right? And people here complained, right?
Now, that's right. You know, if you're in the working class, you got to go beyond San Bernardino and Riverside.
Yeah, you got to go out to Riverside. Yeah, you got to go out to the way out in the Inland Empire or even towards the Palm Springs area.
That's the nature of a country where you have freedom of movement.
Right.
And that's why the states are always in competition with each other, and you win for a while. Texas and Florida are going to win. At some point, they're going to get overloaded. And some other state is going to look more attractive. But that'll be that'll be the next generation.
It's like a bit of a run on San Antonio area real estate. And one agent there said the competition is fierce because buyers from states like California, Oregon, Washington, do you see a little trend here? New York and Florida want to capitalize on the equity from their homes there and get something that's more modestly priced.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The John and Ken on demand podcast.
Sometimes when you do that, I realize just how fast you talk. It's amazing. It just spittles out. I understand it a lot.
It's the meth.
Oh, gee. Don't even joke about that. We'll be talking about fentanyl next hour. And there's one ballot measure. If it gets on the ballot next year, we're certainly going to be behind. And that's the one that's a long time coming to go after the dealers of fentanyl who kill people. Fentanyl poisoning. We'll talk about it, and that'll come up after 3 o'clock. Matt Capilouto is coming back on the show. He lost his daughter to fentanyl poisoning and has been fighting this fight now for a couple of years to try to get something passed in Sacramento to no avail. So they're going directly to the voters if they can get the signatures, and that'll come up right after the news at 3 o'clock. A quick reminder that we're still collecting calls for tomorrow's Moist Line. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we're being blamed again. I remember years ago, not that many years, but maybe 30, my sister lived in Oregon, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't live there anymore. She did. And I came to visit her one time, and I didn't live in California. And she told me, oh, we've had it with these California people. They're coming up here. They're buying up homes. They're driving up real estate prices. We see them because we can see the license plates. Ah, well, it's happening again, only this time the place is Texas. The Wall Street Journal has done a story called The Californianization of the Texas Housing Market. Migration from expensive states has pushed home prices out of reach for many locals, making it in parts of Texas a very hard market for first-time buyers. One thing that jumped out at me, a couple of statistics in this Wall Street Journal story. Between 2000 and 2022, do you know how many people Texas gained in population? Over 9 million. That's like a stunning number.
In
that 22-year period, they added 9 million residents, yes.
Holy crap.
It was the most. However, it was only the fourth fastest growing state in terms of percentages. But in terms of sheer numbers of people, that was obviously tops. 9 million people. And clearly, one of the reasons is the cost of living. But the problem is, if people from California, and if they can do remote work, decide to go to Texas because they're fed up with California's cost of living and all the other problems we have, they make pretty good salaries. So they bring them there to Texas, and they're like, "Yeah, that's a nice house. I'll pay what you're asking plus, you know, X dollars." And that hurts the poor local that's been there and doesn't make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars like the big tech guy.
I remember over 20 years ago, friends of ours, they had a couple little kids, and we'd see them in Manhattan Beach, which obviously is a nice place to live, but you know what the homes are like in Manhattan Beach, right? They're on a small plot of land. Most of the homes take up every square inch of the land. There isn't much in the way of yard space. Well, he got transferred to Texas. He was in the oil industry. They go to Texas, and holy moly, the amount of land that they had was
But he probably bought a hefty salary with them. You see what's happening here?
Well, right. But he had his California salary, got him a relatively small plot of land in an expensive neighborhood. He takes that salary to Texas, and he's got, as far as the eye can see.
All right.
And because there's so much empty space in Texas, they have built these tremendous subdivisions, these housing developments, where everybody's got a McMansion at a relatively reasonable price, especially compared to California.
And that's going to be the case in many states besides Texas, if you think about it, right? I keep reading stories that, you know, they're doing a story in North Carolina, people can't afford homes. Here's another stat. In the year 2021, which is still with the whole pandemic crap, 111,000 people, 300 a day, moved from California to Texas. That's kind of remarkable when you think about it. Even though we have a state of 40 million people, it doesn't sound like that much. But still, 300 Californians a day moved to Texas, just Texas alone. I remember we've done this show for years, and it was people moving to Nevada. Remember, that was a big choice.
Zero income tax.
That is a big draw for Texas Nevada.
They've had hundreds of thousands of people move from New York and New Jersey to Florida. Same thing,
right? No zero income tax.
Much more house and land for your money.
Yeah.
And I know. Because what's happened in California is you start feeling stupid, especially if you're doing well. It's like, why am I giving up 13% of my income to the state?
Yeah.
You know, for well-to-do people, that ends up being tens of thousands of dollars every year. Why would you do that? So, of course, they're going to go to Texas. Now you can work remotely, and now Texas has a booming tech industry and all kinds of booming industries, right? This is becoming uninhabitable here. The taxation is going to sink California's boat. But they'll never give in. They'll never admit to it until the money dries out.
And we're losing good people.
Oh, yeah.
The median listing price in Texas in September, here it is. This is a state now. About 380 grand. You know what the median listing price in California in September was? 760,000. So that gives you an idea of the gap in affordability there between the two states. But, you know, if you're somebody that could almost afford a $760,000 house in California, and you take that money to Texas where the median price is only $379,000, as John said, you could buy for $500,000 a really nice place, but you're pushing out the locals who, you know, didn't make the California-type money.
Well, that's what happened in California years and years ago, right? All the people that migrated here inflated the housing prices along the coast.
That is true, right? And people here complained, right?
Now, that's right. You know, if you're in the working class, you got to go beyond San Bernardino and Riverside.
Yeah, you go out to Riverside. Yeah, you got to go out to the way out in the Inland Empire or even towards the Palm Springs area.
That's the nature of a country where you have freedom of movement.
Right.
And that's why the states are always in competition with each other, and you win for a while. Texas and Florida are going to win. At some point, they're going to get overloaded. And some other state is going to look more attractive. But that'll be the next generation.
It's like a bit of a run on San Antonio area real estate. And one agent there said the competition is fierce because buyers from states like California, Oregon, Washington, do you see a little trend here, New York and Florida, want to capitalize on the equity from their homes there and get something that's more modestly priced in a place like San Antonio.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right. We got guests coming up after the news at 3 o'clock about that ballot measure to do something about the fentanyl dealers. This has been kicking around in Sacramento for far too long because the Public Safety Committee people don't want to punish the fentanyl dealers for poisoning people to death. Anyway, it was that bill that deals with you like a drunk driver. You get a warning next time you do it. You could be charged with homicide. So we're going to talk about it, and we'll see what progress has been made so far in getting it out there for signature collecting after the news at 3 o'clock. You'll also have a chance next hour to win some money. There is another keyword that will be passed on to you at about 3:20. So stand by for that. And I don't think you can get that money if you're listening right now on the podcast hours from now. Right, John? I don't think.
No. No. You have to do it right in the moment there.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Soon as we give you the secret word, you got to text that word. Or rather, not text the word, send it in on the website.
You have to enter it on the website.
We
mentioned this yesterday that in San Francisco, there was a story in the San Francisco Chronicle that some people whose cars have been stolen actually were able to recover their cars by following up on parking tickets. That's right. Parking control officers in San Francisco generally do not compare the license plates of vehicles parked illegally to databases of stolen cars. So they would ticket the car, the ticket gets sent on to the owner who goes, "So that's where it is."
Yeah.
This is really horrible. The mayor already acted. She signed an executive order ordering what's called the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency to stop ticketing stolen cars and notify their owners that they have found the cars.
Did you see that this agency had ticketed 20% of the 2,000 vehicles stolen between May and September?
Yeah, because the creeps that steal sometimes just abandon them.
20% of the cars that get ticketed have been stolen. That is just shocking. And these stupid parking control officers don't simply check a database immediately. I mean, that is a huge percentage. You check a database and immediately see, oh, this is stolen, and contact the owner.
Yes, you would think that would be the human thing to do, right?
I mean, you've seen parking officers. I mean, we're talking riffraff here, okay? and they're supervisors. None of them said, wow, this is really terrible for those having their car stolen. No, I don't care. Just write it up. I'm meeting the quota. I'm getting my percentage, getting my bonus.
She ordered the transportation department and the police department to work together to implement a system in which stolen cars are identified and recovered. They have a 45-day deadline to respond to the directive. She wants the whole thing to be automated, parking officers flagged if a car is stolen before writing a ticket.
How is it in San Francisco, the center
Of technology.
They don't have a basic database connection between the stolen car list and the traffic ticket crew.
The Chronicle story added, though, well, it could be a while before the directive becomes reality because city laws govern the use of surveillance technology, such as the license plate reader. It requires multiple reviews by the city's Committee on Information Technology, as well as a sign-off by a supervisory committee the full vote of the Board of Supervisors.
Multiple reviews and a sign-off and a full vote. Yes. What is that, about five hurdles to get?
This story brings together all the nightmares of bureaucracy, idiot government people, parking ticket people.
Yeah, this is what when I talk about, you know, government workers being just a collection of clowns and idiots. Well, not all of them. All of them. How about that? All of them. Good Lord. There wasn't one person in the parking control unit, not one, in the police department or in the supervisor's offices or London Breed's office, not one government worker who said, wow, this is really screwed up. Let's fix this. It's easy. There's a guy named Frank Nato. He's president of Stop Crime SF, I guess some activist group. Right. And he says a lot of car break-in crews, you know, because this is a team, are using stolen cars or stolen license plates. There's not a lot of people committing these crimes. It's from a small group of people. If we can take down a couple of crews, the numbers go way down.
Well, there you go. It's always that way, right?
If that's true, then do it. Why don't the police do it? You should be getting the same. But you know what's happening is if they get caught, they're being spun through the system and there's no consequences. They won't even go to jail with bail.
Exactly.
Let alone a sentence. See, they can fix a lot of this stuff. I know they can fix a lot of this stuff. We need like one guy with a Rudy Giuliani circa 1996 attitude, the way he took on New York City.
Yeah, the broken windows and all that.
And you could clean things up quickly and dramatically because it's not complicated, the things that you have to do.
In a story kind of connected to this, and I think we covered this a couple of months ago, they passed a law, which was, I guess, signed by Newsom, that it's Senate Bill 357. He signed it last year. Repealed a law that banned loitering with the intent to engage in prostitution. Well, now we have the mayor of National City, which is down in the San Diego area, telling Fox News that what's going on here? Well, there's nearly naked women wearing only G-strings bending over in front of traffic in my city. They're waving to people on the freeway. Or just to be honest with you, they're bending over for the freeway. I don't know how else to put it, but they're showing their wares. And he says because they can no longer use the loitering laws to go after them, their hands are kind of tied about this.
Oh, what?
Pimps in the state knew they could expand their prostitution ventures with little repercussions from law enforcement. He said the moment they signed this, boom, everyone knew the rules were out the window. His name is Ron Morrison. He's the mayor of National City. And there's even a picture here of a woman. They had to pixelate out her bottom half because she's on the streets.
There's a lot of pixels they use.
She doesn't have many. Yes, it's her backside.
The mayor called the bill an idiotic law that should be known as the Safe Streets for Pimps Initiative.
And we've told you this before, just like with Prop 47 and shoplifting. They know all this stuff better than you do. The criminals do. Who wrote this bill?
One of these sexual weirdos?
I forget who
the Sacramento legislature. Was this a... Because there's a lot of like weirdo pervert type legislatures. And they're constantly trying to squeeze in laws, you know, to create sexual mayhem.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of sexual mayhem, did you see that?
It's Scott Wiener.
Oh.
That's who authored the bill.
Oh, well.
Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, San Francisco.
If there's a weird
sex... He said it would help protect transgender women from being targeted by police.
Oh, really?
That was his reason.
Waving the transgender flag. My God, what a destructive person he is. What an absolutely toxic, disgusting, destructive person he is.
But this goes back to the broken windows theory. Once you have all these prostitutes hanging around, you know, I'm not that worked up over prostitution, but it leads to that whole demise, right?
Prostitution should be private. It shouldn't be on the city streets.
Right, where kids are in the cars going by. And...
You can do everything online now. Do it online. Make an appointment.
They got a picture. A suspected prostitute is seen walking past a family enjoying their dinner in National City. They have to use the word suspected, but you can only see her a little bit of the top. She's not wearing much.
If she's pixelated, I don't think it's a suspected
prostitute.
Yeah, Scott Wiener. I should have guessed. Scott Wiener.
It's a Scott Wiener job.
There is.
When we come back, Matt Capoludo is coming back on the show to bring us up to date on the Stop Fentanyl Dealers Initiative. We'll get the latest. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
That guy's a creepy weirdo. Deborah Mark, live in the...
Scott Wiener, you mean.
Well, who did I say?
Not Matt Capoludo.
Oh, no, not Matt Capoludo. I'm still
ranting. Okay, I just want to clarify.
I'm still ranting about... Wiener.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.